What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 20, What's Up 7. Welcome to Fandom Night. It is finally time for What's Up 7.
And dear God, this took forever.
Wait, an actual What's Up.
It's an actual right? What's Up, yes.
Yeah.
So, William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Still out here.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. So, what's up?
Well, most people would say the ceiling, the sky, stars,
stiff dicks and airplanes.
Yes. Yeah. That's technically what is up.
The temperature.
That too.
Yeah.
Isn't that down right now?
Not for December, it's actually...
Okay, for December it's up, I guess.
It's up. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, December it's usually not like mid to upper 50s. It's usually like 30 and you're like, dear God, who turned on the AC?
30's not cool.
But, so what's up?
Not a lot, really. I mean, other than starting to read comic books, that was a big change.
Yeah, how's my comic book doing that you still haven't returned to me?
Well, I was reading other stuff. My apologies.
He is actually reading, though.
I know.
Shocked about that.
I'm actually going to the comic book store later.
I would join you, but my dumbass left my wallet at home, so kind of bona fucked on the money situation.
But,
I mean, unless I get some money out of this here box I got.
That'd be awesome. But no, other than reading comics...
I don't think he caught your drift at all, man.
No, I really didn't.
That would be awesome.
Been playing Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Oh yeah? Ready to sell your system?
No! No, for once it's not, I'm not going to sell my Wii U because the game made me mad. I'm actually enjoying it. Anytime you get to pilot robots, it's fun. So.
No. I guarantee you I could find a game where you pilot robots and you have no fun.
It's always fun to pilot robots in good games.
So. Add them stipulations.
Yeah.
But other than just comic book reading and gaming, I'm actually going to be starting to watch the Star Wars movies one a day up until the release of the 7th movie.
Too late.
I'm doing it. Because I own the 6 movies, I'm going to do it. No. I'm going to start tonight.
You going to watch all of the Clone Wars?
I have Netflix, I could do that. And I own
then
Netflix.
You don't
it's
have
only,
time.
It's only 6 seasons, but you better get started on it tonight!
Then you better start skipping work! We've only got,
they're like 22 minutes apiece.
Yeah.
6 seasons.
You
like,
underestimate my watching ability, sir.
You only have like
a handful
of days.
Don't underestimate his power. He has the high ground.
I watched 10 years of Smallville in less than 2 months.
He's gonna...
Yeah, less than 2 months. You have 6 seasons that you need to watch in like 5 days. Get the fuck on it, guy.
22 minutes an episode, that ain't shit.
Oh, we'll see. I'll be very impressed, especially with the movies on top of it. You gotta watch episode 1, 2, 3, Clone Wars, original animated, 1 and 2. Then Clone Wars season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Then movie 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, and you gotta find the holiday special.
Oh yeah, there's the holiday special.
No.
And there's and here's the other bonus. There's the Genndy Tartakovsky version of Clone Wars too.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, that's the original animated.
Yeah,
the Samurai Jack style.
Yeah, the original animated.
I'm gonna watch the 6 movies.
And each day I'm gonna watch the next one up until the release of the new one. And that is all I'm gonna watch.
Oh, okay. Quitter.
Don't you be such a bitch. No.
But other than that, not a lot's been going on my end. So.
Oh, all right.
Shit.
Scotty.
Oh boy.
Seth.
I was about to say.
He just went, oh boy.
So. Yeah, mine's going to be interesting to explain. Due to the brilliant idea of trying to downgrade my laptop.
Downgrade it?
Hold on.
That ain't no downgrade, motherfucker. That's an upgrade.
Well, considering that
just happened to fuck up.
Considering that
the computer was already broke. Let's just get that started right now.
Well, I call it a downgrade because of how much time I wasn't able to work on anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's why called downtime, not a downgrade.
Yeah,
downtime.
Yeah, there actually is a bit of a difference.
But because of that, I missed out on working on some episodes for the Wrestling Corner. Been playing Fallout. Working. Oh, God, work. Fuck. Next week's going to be screwed over for me. Every weekday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I don't even know what my work week is going to look like for Christmas. That's going to be totally effed up.
Yeah, I know. I know, I told you, man. Fucking the next filming. Yeah, the next filming that we get to is going to be on the 26th, and that's going to suck, because I can already tell you, your ass is going to be boned.
Actually,
you're going to be stuck at work almost all day with everybody returning Christmas gifts that they didn't want, and buying up shit that was, like, leftover stock from Christmas sales.
And then I've also been trying to rewatch the Superman movies, because that's something we're kind of tackling with the pages.
Yeah, the next is to watch Superman 2 and Superman 2.
More or less the original version we grew up with and the Richard Donner edition.
Yeah, the Lester cut and the Donner cut.
Donner for the win.
Dang.
And aside from that, I think that's it.
That sounds like fun. More fun than I've been having. Finally got my fat ass a job, been going to work Monday through Friday, dealing with stupid motherfuckers at work.
Oh, I deal with stupid motherfuckers at work all the time.
I think we all deal with stupid motherfuckers at work.
See, but you work at retail.
What?
I have to deal with, you know,
there ain't a stupid
people.
Person where I work.
Except Shane. Because he can't say words that'll get him punched.
Ninja.
Yeah.
You guys can say you won't meet them.
I highly doubt that. There's a possibility that, like, someday there'll be a big group function and they'll all come and hang out with us.
Well, technically we could have came across in that
they'll hang thing, out with but... flying fists.
Yeah. But yeah, other than sitting around playing some Fallout, getting sick of that, playing some Metal Gear 5, getting pissed the fuck off because Quiet is one of the worst companions I've ever fucking had.
But, you just like her because her boobs are hanging out.
There's multiple reasons.
That dog
why I like
is
her.
A lot more useful than she is.
Yes.
That's why you keep her in the prison cell and look at her.
Yeah.
There's multiple reasons why.
Yeah,
because
at least while she's in the prison cell, she might, I don't know, get naked every now and again.
What?
Well, she takes
I
her
missed
top
that.
Off.
What the
she
fuck?
Takes her top off while she's laying about.
No,
oh,
that's
for Shane. That's naked. I mean,
that's naked for you, Shane.
No, that's not
naked. Well, it's closest to the naked you're getting anyway.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, signed up for Loot Crate. Been enjoying that. Paid an extra $100 to $150 for this box here sitting in front of me.
So what is it?
The limited edition Star Wars crate.
What the?
Which comes with a, nice, it actually explains what everything is. Sweet.
So what is it?
Who wants an at Walker beanie? Nobody? Okay. Let's see here.
Is that a motherfucking scarf?
It's a motherfucking scarf.
They got a fucking Star Wars scarf.
Let's see. 2XL BB-8 shirt.
Oh, that's the new droid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I was like, what? And then it hit me real quick.
Huh. The BB-8 toy.
Is that BB-8?
Yeah.
So unbag him.
Here, you unbag.
I was going to say, unwrap that guy. Let's see what he looks like.
Is this that remote control BB-8 thing?
It might be.
What does it cost, like, in the hundreds?
Shit wouldn't surprise me, though.
Oh, yeah, bubble wrap.
Yep, bubble wrap. Start popping. Pop, pop, bubble wrap.
Oh, this is about the most annoying thing ever if you're listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
For literally,
oh,
like,
it's a mug. It's a mug.
Oh, it's a mug. Nice.
Okay.
It's a
mug thing. Wow.
And a little fucking travel case for the Rebel Alliance.
Is that a friggin' fanny pack?
It's a fanny pack.
Fanny pack?
No, it's literally like one of those fucking bags. It's a travel bag.
Is this a fucking man purse? He got a Star Wars man purse! He got a Star Wars man purse!
Shit, this is mine.
Hells yeah!
What is it?
Seth got a Star Wars man purse.
A Loot Crate exclusive number one edition of
Look,
the Star Wars Vader.
That's what it is. Travel pack my ass.
Holy shit. Here, you might want this one, Bill. Kylo Ren's command shuttle. It's a 3D metal model kit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Seth, this even has a little, like, mesh net in here so
oh,
your makeup don't get loose.
You think you'd want that for Gwenny?
Star Wars man purse! What is this? Oh my god, this thing's heavy. What the hell is this?
It's literally
oh,
those
they're golden books!
Yep.
They're Star Wars gold books!
She loves that.
Dude, I ain't seen gold books since I was...
Like
since
six?
I was, like,
yeah.
Grown-up sperm.
Holy shit.
What? Well, that box has Vader on it.
Yes.
And you can open it.
Dude. Potato head
Dude.
Vader. That's fucking sweet.
The Darth Spud.
Darth Tater.
Darth Tater.
That's fucking epic. Fuck yes.
It'll turn you into chips.
Oh shit! He's even got little weapons and shit
Dude,
for him too.
That's awesome.
That's epic. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's like early Christmas for me.
That's pretty
Shane,
cool.
Shane, keep the man purse. Merry Christmas. Well, you want the BB-8 mug?
It's actually
oh, shit.
A shirt. But,
oh,
you want
shit.
Okay.
It is be a while before.
Here, pass him.
Be a while before it fits me.
Yeah, before you can wear a double XL. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. If they went up to 5XL, I'd be keeping my shirts. But,
well, maybe put it
seeing
through,
as how I
wash your, like,
can't.
A couple times.
I'm going to have to, actually.
Oh, man.
Ashley.
It was awesome.
Hey, Punky.
Yeah?
You want a scarf or a beanie?
Yeah.
At and Rebel Alliance.
Right,
oh, man. This shit was funny.
Thank you.
What do you get?
Nice.
A really large shirt.
And a Star Wars man purse.
I'm not taking the man purse. I have a wallet.
You can't just turn down a Christmas present like that
yeah,
right
fine,
in the presence of the giver. He's trying to give.
I'm
Tis
trying
the
to be
season.
Nice.
Tis the season to receive man purses.
Hey, give me the mug.
Give him the mug. Feel free.
Oh,
the mug.
Shit.
Yeah, anybody
here,
who wants that shit, feel free. I'm keeping the Tato head, the comic book, and
fucking
what else? I'll keep the fucking man purse. Whatever.
Tis the season to receive man purses.
Yeah. I could throw useless shit in it, like my random-ass charger cords and that I know I'll need, but don't give enough of a fuck to actually...
BB-8 mug.
Yeah. So what you been up to, Bill Guy?
Well, I was looking at him, actually.
Oh, disembodied voice.
Because I know this dude does things.
This guy does a lot of things.
Like fix a computer?
Well, I fix computers.
Or attempting to, considering how...
Don't say attempting to. I can take that back home.
No, mine has been complicated, though.
I can take that back home and pretend to keep working on it.
Yes, and get this group farther behind than it is.
No joke.
No, in terms of gaming, been playing some Dynasty Warriors 3.
No, I got that. Yeah. I haven't put it in for a long time, but I got it. I think I have 2, 3, 4. I might have 5. I think I have 7. And then I have all the Gundams.
Oh, that's when those stuff at work.
So. I don't collect empires or anything like that. I don't like Dynasty Warrior Empire.
I want to say that one of the Gundams actually made it on the PS2.
Yes.
Isn't it a digital download?
It might have. It sounds ridiculous. I don't think the first one made it, but the second one I think did, and I think it runs shitty. But I think it has, like, I think it might have, like, 10 extra guys, which, because you need that in the game that we put 280-something hours to and still weren't done with.
Right.
Yeah, because that sounds about right, because you and I would sit and play it on the 360 for part two.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
And when you and me weren't playing it, me and Jeremy were playing it. And we put an unreasonable amount of time onto that game.
Ain't no shit. Just to lose it all.
Just to lose it all.
Yep. So other than that, I've been doing website editing.
Taking care
of the RSS and the crappy iTunes RSS.
You can check his work on FandomNight.com.
That's true.
Yep. Go there, look at the RSS, and realize just how retarded that iTunes shit is, because... He had me try to help him code it, and I was like, this is absolutely god-awful. What the fuck was iTunes thinking? And he goes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a real pain to add our stuff manually to the iTunes.
But at least we can keep all of our shit doing it manually.
Yes.
That's the reason why we had to do it in the first place.
In terms of Fandom Night, that's pretty much it.
What about you, William?
Dang. This one went quick.
Well, that's because you guys used to keep bitching about how we have to.
We don't have Nick this time, too.
We have to move quickly because we got to get out of here by noon.
Yeah, Scotty's got to get to work and we got to go find food.
I've been receiving Amiibos. I make that plural because I got 3 today,
two
a couple weeks ago, 3. Put Robin back. Just because you can't beat that game doesn't mean I haven't.
I was talking about I don't have that one.
Then I've been buying comic books again. I found a shop that I like. And I've refrequented a couple of the other shops as well. We started a new show, which kind of got me back on track with all my comic stuff. I kind of walked away from it a little bit because the continuity is so broken, and Marvel kind of took a big soppy shit right on everything I ever believed in for Marvel. And I realize I'm getting older, and I realize that these characters go through changes, okay? I know that every time you reboot a series, you have to reinvent it. But here's my problem. I go in and get the new Spider-Man. All new, all different Marvel.
Oh, God. The new Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is an older man. He's in his like, mid-30s. I'm not going to complain about that. Because a lot of people focus on the high school Spider-Man. Truth of the matter is, he was only in high school for like fucking 6 years in the comic books. And since he has like a 40-year running legacy, that means that almost 90% of Spider-Man was told outside of school. So it's time to move past that anyway. So I'm fine with that. But here's my problem. Spider-Man is now like a 35-year-old man. He runs a company like Parker Industries. He's a billionaire, has billions of dollars. He has 47 different subdivisions of his company. He owns the Baxter Building.
We can thank Octavius for
The Fantastic Four is gone. No, you could thank Battle World and the Marvel reboot for all
for
this.
For being a millionaire and companies.
No, all this is part of the reboot structure.
Yes.
Spider-Man now has Spider-Man has people across the country that pose for him as Spider-Man, taking care of crimes and such as that. He is Spider-Man. He doesn't wear the original suit, and he has a utility belt and gadgets and like a weird PDA system and electric webs and detonate orb things and stuff like that. Like he
I've been hearing about this. He's essentially Bat Spider-Man.
He has a spider car now that he drives around. The first four issues, I didn't see him fight anybody. He drove his car around, and his partner would be like, "There's bad guys, Spider-Man," and he'd be like, "Go get him!" And she'd like jump up out of the car and kick ass, and then he'd be like, "Electric webs, fucking spider cuffs." Then they'd go to jail. Oh, and he's using the traditional dumbest shit. Oh, I'm not Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my bodyguard. So he's now a billionaire, poses as his own bodyguard, is Spider-Man but doesn't fight, drives a spider car, has a utility belt, has a mechanized version of his suit, has 47 plus divisions of his company, plus the Ben Parker Fund. He works heavily with S.H.I.E.L.D. Heavily with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
And just, this is just Spider-Man.
No. This is not Spider-Man. This is a Batman version of Spider-Man.
This is Spider-Man now. This is the all-new, all-different Marvel. This is what he is. Love it or hate it, no matter what me and you have to say about it, this is what Spider-Man is now. And then there's, like, the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. I seen them. And first off, let me just say that I'm not one of those bandwagon fucks that jumped on the comic book industry's Guardians of the Galaxy when the movie came out. I knew what they were beforehand, and I had comic books from back with the Guardians of the Galaxy that I couldn't fucking give away. I couldn't even give them away. They were so fucking worthless. All of a sudden, this movie came out, and I sold those books $15 a fucking pop.
Nice.
Like, so that's how the fucking market works. And I understand that. I've been trading and selling for a long time. But in the Guardians of the Galaxy now, you have Venom, Thing, Groot, some girl that is the new Star Killer or whatever.
Star-Lord.
And then,
isn't Deadpool?
The Raccoon. No, or Deadpool's
Rocket.
A fucking Avenger.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon. So they formed a team that, to me, it seems like a fucking bruiser team. Like, they're basically punching their way through every comic.
Yeah.
They have three bruisers and a tech guy and some chick. So that team doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah.
Another new team? There's another comic book out there right now called, like Venom, Dark Knight Venom or some shit like that? Agent Venom or some shit?
He said, is WWE creative team working on Marvel?
Then
I don't know. I hope not.
It sounds like it.
The what?
The WWE creative team who've been fucking up so bad.
Yeah, it sounds
so
like
then,
they're in charge of Marvel.
So then I'm trying to give it some chances and whatnot, and I just keep coming by. There's one team. It's what is it? Like Guardian Force or something like that? I'd have to relook this up. There's one team. One of the members on the team is fucking Galactus. What? Who the fuck are you fighting? Like, who's your supervillain? You have Galactus on your team. He's a normal member in your book. Just walking around, hanging out with normal people. So that makes no sense to me. There is no Fantastic Four, which I saw coming. They've been split up and put into other people's comics. The Human Torch is a drunk. He's like a slump drunk. All he does is drink and cry. He shows up in the Spider-Man comics from time to time.
Is it God Squad?
And talks to Spider-Man, and he's always sure? like, "My life is ruined. I'm gonna drink beers."
Why is it that I heard that he died though?
He's not dead, man. You're so far behind in comics. That was like 4 years ago, yeah. Maybe longer now. Maybe even 6 years.
Yeah, because that's back when it was good.
I don't understand. And what really makes me crazy about this is they launched the all-new, all-different Marvel comic books line before they even finished Battle World. So Battle World is taking place right now, and the result of Battle World will create the reboot that moves into the all-new, all-different Marvel, but that's already running. So whatever happens in Battle World that creates the all-new, all-different universe, I don't even know, but you can already read the all-new, all-different universe. They're already like 6 issues in. But they're not done with the event that creates it. So all these comic book dudes are writing shit and they don't know what to do, and then Disney blackballed the shit right out of Marvel's other creative team because they were working on something called the Spider-Verse. Then they went on to like the Spider-Gwen. They started releasing that. And Spider-Gwen, the creators were told 100% you are not allowed to make any new characters at all. None. You make one new character, we'll cancel your book. What? 80% of the creative process is creation. But they're like, no. You have all this material that everybody else is writing. That's all you can do is take their ideas. You're not allowed to make any of your own ideas. Any of your own ideas. You make your own idea, we'll shut your fucking book down.
So I've been reading DC, and
DC's continuity is broken as shit too. But it's more enjoyable. It's more enjoyable to read.
Yeah. I can actually agree with that. I mean, the only Marvel book...
like right now in DC, if you're on volume 7 of the Flash books, he's the Flash and he's like fighting some bad guy. I'm not going to be honest with you. I don't know the book yet. But he's fighting a bad guy, of course, and he's just the Flash, right? Because, you know, he's the fucking Flash. But no. Also, there's an event taking place right now at the exact same time called, like, Battle of the New Gods or something. And all of the Justice League have become gods. Literal, like, fucking gods. Like, that enemy, the Grim Reaper of the Speed Force, you know, the Black Flash, yes. He came out of the Speed Force and Barry bonded with him, and now Barry is the Black Flash. So, like I don't even know how you're supposed to fight him, first off, because if you touch him, you die. And if he touches you, you die, because he's a lot like a Grim Reaper, but somehow you gotta fight him. And, like, Batman became, like, a god of knowledge. And he just, like, fucking sat down in this chair and immediately knew everything on the planet. He just knows all knowledge. And then,
which means he would know how to kill the Black Flash.
Any question he has, he can ask the chair, and it'll either explain it to him or take him where he can find the answers. So the last book that I saw, he sat on this chair or whatever, and he was like, "Find the Joker." Because he knows the Joker's not dead, and then the chair was like, and fucking vanished, and I don't know where he went. He went to do something. But right now, in the Batman books, pick one of the 5 you want to read about. Do you want to read about Batman Incorporated, or do you want to read about Batman, or do you want to read about Batman the Dark Knight, or do you want to read about Batman and Robin, or do you want to read about Detective Comics Batman? Pick one of those 5. None of them is a god. None of them. But the event that's taking place right now, he's a god.
I'm reading Batman.
So,
which one?
The continuity.
Just Batman.
The continuity has never been this broken. Like, I just explained it to you. Somehow in Volume 2 of the Justice League, Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern, and he quit the Justice League.
Yes, he did.
And he was also the Green Lantern, so that means he's been the Green Lantern for 5 years. Because the first book, then the second book, tears you through 5 years rapid fire.
Yep.
But somehow, in Green Lantern 1, Hal Jordan has been excommunicated from the Green Lantern Corps. He's not a Green Lantern. Sinestro has been reappointed as a Green Lantern and has been given the task of regarding his sector as a Green Lantern, and his own corps is turned against him, so he goes back to Earth and deputizes Hal Jordan. And Kyle Rayner has only been a Lantern for 2 years, but all of the 1997 Justice League JLA happened. So from 1997 till like 2012 is how long that book ran. That all happened in 2 years. And Kyle Rayner is now a White Lantern. And he's only been a Lantern for 2 years. But they still call Hal Jordan the best Lantern there's ever been.
So I'm just going to read and not think about this stuff.
The continuity has never been this broken. But I'm getting back into comic books.
So I'm just gonna, got some catching up to do.
So I'm just gonna,
I am caught up for I'm the most
gonna,
part.
I'm just going to read Batman.
I meant taking Justice out the League. Graph paper and plotting lines.
It's impossible.
Which universe they're in.
They're just like telling stories randomly now.
What about your wonderful trip?
Oh, man. I did do a video on that, but yes, we did get to go to a Comic-Con, and I got all kinds of artist renderings, and we got to meet Jason David Frank, and
William
we got to
Shatner.
Meet William Shatner. We got to see Lou Ferrigno, because Lou Ferrigno is strongest there is, Shane.
Yes, he is.
Wait, but I thought the what's ups, you're only supposed to go back 2 weeks.
Yes. I don't know why you wanted me to mention that, but yes, we did make that trip.
So we decided to go back
months
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Oh, well, shit, then I got a lot more talking to do. Let's rewind.
Oh, dude.
No, but that is what mainly has been taking my time. I haven't even turned my PlayStation 4 on in like a fucking month. To actually play it.
It's just been on rest mode.
Yeah, it's been on rest mode.
I can believe that, because there was... I can't remember what the fuck... I was playing Batman. That's what it was. I was playing Batman, and I beat your ass in one of the fucking courses.
So what
I was
course? Waiting there to be,
I think it was on the Scarecrow DLC stuff, where you got to drive around and then, like, kill Scarecrow.
Oh, shit.
I think
somebody's
like,
better
I
than
kicked
them.
Your ass by, like, 10 minutes or some shit.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
No! That's way too long.
Is yours not
minutes?
10 seconds?
You don't even get 10 minutes.
No, that's right. It wasn't
holy
10 minutes.
Holy shit! That, oh, I'd have been driving backwards.
Hey, holy shit, you
it's
suck.
It's a race course.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I'm like, Bill, stop playing this game.
No shit.
But no, it was by a bit. I am wrong. It's probably like
you could have
three
like
or
a,
four.
You
minutes,
could have like a whole 2-3 minutes on me, depending on what course it was, like what happened. I might have got stuck in the fight or something.
Yeah, I think it was like the second or third one, because I noticed on those, if you get hit, it starts adding to your time.
Yes, it adds
regardless
to time.
Of whether it's the like shit tanks or if it's Scarecrow himself.
Yep,
it'll start adding like minutes onto it.
I guess that's the last thing. I did download all of that stuff. All the new stuff. I played the Catwoman game. Holy shit, the Catwoman game is outrageous. That was hard as hell. That's the hardest one I've done. And then I got the Robin. I beat that. I got the Nightwing one. I beat that. Of course, I already had the Harley Quinn. I beat that.
And the Red Hood.
The Batgirl one. I beat that. And the Red Hood. I beat that.
Yeah, for some reason I couldn't get the Harley Quinn, because I realized Nick hooked me up when I got mine. Because I got mine pre-owned, but somehow it still came with all the inserts for the thank you for pre-ordering fucking shit. So I got the suit pack, and then the Harley Quinn thing, and then the Scarecrow thing, I think,
yep.
Came with it.
So
but
that's...
I can't get the Harley Quinn to work. Right now I'm like... If I get bored or sick and tired of Metal Gear, I'll put it in and try to collect Riddler trophies. And
I'm pretty much done with the game. I'm going to go back through it. I think I might go back through the game and record it for some game footage and some conversation. And when I do it, I might wear first appearance bat suit. Tiny surgical purple gloves, buddy.
Sorry, it just makes no sense. But I can handle that hell of a lot more than motherfucking Adam West.
That we're using Adam West back to.
Have to go through the game as Adam West. You know what they need to do? Okay. How come they haven't released a Burt Ward from iRobin?
Exactly. Oh,
well, that's easy. Because it's gay, and they don't put gay shit in the game. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
I'm Burt Ward.
You're not tough doing that.
Fuck your shit up. I fought Bruce Lee. To a stalemate.
No.
A Mexican standoff.
No.
After getting thrown over six tables and be like, put this, put it in the snow double.
No. He got his ass kicked.
Nope. No, that guy said, what's this? A Mexican standoff? A stalemate for our heroes?
No. Even Batman was getting his ass kicked by the Green Hornet.
Nope.
No, they actually were in a stalemate. The sidekicks... Green Hornet was winning just from the sidekicks. Because you ain't fucking with Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, after beat Robin's ass, would be like, I've got Batman.
Have you seen the Burt Ward at the FYE? The giant Burt Ward toy?
Yes.
Have you noticed they made him a little more correct than they should have?
I didn't pay attention. I just seen it, I'm like, oh.
That means he noticed it. Dude, for some reason the toy, it's like a giant figure. It stands like easily a little above my kneecap. And it's a giant figure of Burt Ward, and it looks exactly like Burt Ward. Terrifically amazing sculpt. Except for the fact that they also sculpted his bulge. Where his fucking tights are. There's this area cocked a little bit to the right, and it sticks out of the toy on the fucking underwear part. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, look, I understand that you're trying to pay attention to detail and make a super realistic toy, but you didn't have to sculpt his fucking tights bulge. But they did. You can buy... Sack Bulge Robin right now at FYE.
Merry Christmas, Shane.
Merry Christmas, Shane. You can put him next to your Solid Snake.
No. That's not Solid Snake.
Oh, he was...
That's Naked Snake.
It was Snake, right. Named after my favorite playwright.
Yeah, that's what's been going on with everybody.
That was it. That was our what's up. So we're going to try to do these a little more often. This one was long overdue.
We'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.